I'm honored to deliver this statement on behalf of the Africa Group, and the full statement will be uploaded on the extranet. The Israeli military occupation of Arab territories has resulted in a protracted conflict, severely impacting the human rights and fundamental freedoms of the people in the occupied Palestinian and Arab territories. The African Group expresses grave concern over the violations of international humanitarian and human rights laws against the Palestinian people, particularly amid the tragic developments in Gaza, the obstruction of humanitarian aid, and escalating violations by Israeli forces in the West Bank. Guided by our principle against colonialism, oppression, and apartheid, the African Group reaffirms its unwavering support for the Palestinian struggle for self-determination and the established independent state based on the 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital. We denounce Israel's collective punishment measures, especially at forcible transfer of Gaza's population. We call on all external actors to cease any support for the ongoing conflict in Gaza. The group urges Israel to comply with the International Court of Justice's provisional orders and heed the African Union's call for a permanent ceasefire in the interest of peace. We stress the need to address the root causes of the conflicts and the occupation, lift the Gaza blockade, and halt all forms of collective punishment against Palestinians. The African Group emphasizes that resolving the Palestinian issue is essential for comprehensive peace based on a two-state solution. We oppose Israeli settlement activities and violations in the West Bank, which further undermine the conflict's resolution and increase Palestinian suffering. Mr. Vice President, the Africa Group insists that the Human Rights Council must act effectively to protect the Palestinian people and support their inalienable rights, particularly their right to self-determination, by taking urgent action. And I thank you, Mr. Vice President.
And thanks, Excellency Ambassador of Gambia. Now I give the floor to distinguished delegates of Malaysia speaking on behalf of a group of countries. You have the floor.